Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth with Obama. Shut up your mouth with Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Program. I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. Cost? What? Cost? No. There is no cost when it comes to freedom. It ain't cheap. Freedom is not cheap. I'll grant you that. It is not cheap. But what? But. We can afford it. It's tyranny that you could not afford. You don't believe me? Well, look around you. Notice any of your freedoms gone lately? Huh? You don't? Maybe you're not paying attention. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you don't like freedoms. Well, those of us that do, we'd kind of like to keep them, if you don't mind. I mean, after all, the Constitution does say that we can have them. And I've got it in my hands right here. You can hear it. This is one of the last remaining copies of the Constitution that the government has not yet confiscated. They can't have it. I will not give it to them. It is mine. They've got one, too. They'd pull it out of the drawer right next to the, you know, the names of all the veterans that still haven't got a doctor. Oh, but they're changing things. Boy, they got a hot shot in there, boy. I tell you, he's in there just changing things around, boy. But yet, the veterans still do not have a doctor. But they're changing things. Boy, I tell you, things are looking up.
Really?
Wow. All right. You want to be a part of the program tonight? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978. You know it as well as I do. All it takes is one liberal. That's all it takes. Is one of them filthy, grubby little bastards on planet Earth, and that's it. Everything is screwed up. Well, there's only one way to combat that. That's to lift our jib and get our freedom ship underway. There we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Those inmates, shift colors. All right, now, again, before we get to the scuttlebutt of the day, which is really night, but I'm sure it's day somewhere. Help ride Austin away from the DCF. This is Austin Blakely. You know who he is. I talk about him every night. 17-year-old boy removed from his mother because she dared to call the police and ask for help. This is what happens when these parents, when they've got autistic children, they call somebody. They call the government. That's the wrong damn place to call. It's Child Protective Services. They call them and ask for help. You call the police and ask for help. Excuse me. Aren't you here to protect and to serve and all that kind of crap? All right. Could you show it? No, nobody cares about actually doing their job. How can we make money? Well, this is easy for you now. All right, we can make money off of you. Lots of it. Meanwhile, do they give a damn if they're tearing an entire family apart? No. This poor woman, his mother, very nice people. I love him and the mama and the grandma, Lois. These are great people. They just want their boy back. Well, on December 8th, they've got another court date. Hopefully things can go their way and they might get their child back. Well, he's going to be a grown man here pretty soon, for God's sakes. But they want him back. And they like to have him for Christmas. December 8th, 2 p.m., Bartlow, Florida. Now, I'm told this is the tallest building in Bartlow, Florida, the Polk County Courthouse. So if you're in Bartlow, Florida, you got nothing to do. It's December 8th. Here it is, right around 1 o'clock, because you want to show up at least an hour early. Don't want to be late. Show some respect. They need your support. Look, these people need support. They need the public. And that's what it's going to take. There's only one way to end this. It's going to take the public. We got to do it. The public's got to do it. The Polk County Courthouse. December 8th, 2 p.m., Bartlow, Florida. Show up early. Now, Melissa Willis, she had a little bit of good news yesterday. She posted. She was in court. She's got an extra hour. Now, I mean, this is what really pisses me off. Even though I know, I mean, to her, she's thinking it's great news. And in some respects, okay, fine. After what she's had, yeah. She lost 2 weeks with her children for coming on this program. However, I mean, who the hell is the government telling you, yeah, you got permission to see your children? We're going to be nice and give you an extra hour. Oh, well, gee, thanks. I mean, who the hell are you to tell me when and when I cannot see my children? And if I'm good, I get an extra hour. And I'm supposed to feel good? No. I get the entire frickin' day. All days. All nights. You understand? Forever. And stay the hell out of our lives. Well, she gets an extra hour. And she gets both Saturday and Sunday and Wednesday and Thursday. So she's got 4 nights a week now. She can see her children. Unfortunately, it's none of the damn government's business. when, because of a school teacher, gets in a little tiff with the mother, she complains to the DCF, and the DCF just takes her children away from one complaint. No due process, no chance for her to go to court, explain her side, explain the fact that if a parent wants to argue with the school teacher, well, that has nothing to do with being a mother. Well, actually, it does. I mean, if a mother is arguing with the school teacher, she's doing her frickin' job. But what I'm getting at, it has nothing to do with the way she's raising her children. If she gets into an argument with a school teacher, that's between the mama and the school teacher. That's nothing to do with the way mama's raising children. There's no reason to take the kids, but they do. And they want to have their children adopted, see, so they can make more money. That's what they're all about. So I guess congratulations to you, Melissa. However, you still don't have your kids. And that's what needs to happen. And it's going to take America. We're going to have to do this to all of them. There's a lot of them. I know I give these because I'm close to these two. And there's a writer here. You got Michelle. She still needs your help. My God, what they're doing to this girl. And thank God Isaiah, he stood up. He says, hey, man, I'm not afraid to tell my story. And good for him. Good for you, Isaiah. But what they're doing to Michelle, they're still going through their little phony allegations of medical neglect. And for what? Well, they got caught, is what it was, and they had to release him. So, you know, they're still going to have to go through, you know, the process to make it look legitimate. So, you know, if they were to drop the medical neglect charge, then what? Say, well, wait a minute. There's no medical neglect. Why did you take the kid? Well, because there was, but there isn't anymore. We made a mistake. It was a clerical error. Wasn't our fault. It was one of our staff, and, you know, we fired them. Whatever excuse they're going to use. I mean, these people will use anything. But the point is, they're still going through, and they are bankrupting this woman, if they haven't already. So they don't have to admit that they made a mistake, and they're covering up their criminal activity. And don't tell me these judges don't know that this is going on. And if you don't, what the hell are you doing on the bench? No more excuses for these people. None. Not from the cops, not from anybody. None of them. I know Megyn Kelly, she's reported on this stuff a few times. But it's still not enough. It's still not enough. It still goes on. I'd like to know why there isn't a, you know, I mean, I know you would think if you had a decent Congress and a, you know, a justice system and a law enforcement and blah, 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 that this would be done, but it's not. Well, that's where we come in. We are the government, not the government. We are. The Constitution is ours. Yes, it's theirs too. But this government was written for us. This is ours. And we need to take care of it. Right now we're not. Right now we're pissing all over it. Kind of hope maybe we can stop. Sometime soon, perhaps. Look, this is not civilized behavior. We don't do this to people. We got no excuse of blaming anybody else for doing anything. No, we're not chopping their heads off, but we're still killing the entire family here. Inside. These families are all torn apart. Some of them have lost their children forever because of one complaint, and they make money. So go on Team Isaiah. She's got her GoFundMe page on there. She needs help. $5, man. $5. And do the same with Melissa Willis. She's got a GoFundMe page, too. Go on Missing Pieces on Facebook. She needs help, too. Give her $5. You got $10 in your pocket. All right. Well, give $5 to Melissa Willis and $5 to Michelle Ryder, and there you are. You've done something good with that $10 bill. Now you can be proud of yourself. Let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day here. If I'm not going to lose my voice, every year, I'm telling you, I try to shut up during the day and not speak. But once I do, there it goes. I know a lot of people say they can't hear it, but I can hear it. And it's irritating. Bugs me. So anyway, we got Amnesty coming tomorrow. Amnesty Thursday. This is what we have. Amnesty Thursday. Well, the Fuhrer is set to dine with the top lawmakers tonight. Yeah, they're going to sit down to a big, huge, nice, fancy feast. Wonder what they're going to have. Who's paying for it? That's a big taxpayers paying for it, or is it, you know, president doing it himself? You think he's pulling it out of his own pocket? From all those book sales that he, you know, the stupid books that he never even wrote. He never wrote them. These people don't write books. They get somebody to write it for them. They put their name on it and call it a day. I mean, they might read a couple of pages, but they didn't write the stupid book. Dreams of My Father? Whatever. Whatever. Well, Obama has invited senior lawmakers to the White House. Oh, to the White House. Oh, yeah. Probably get the White House chef. He's cooking a hell of a dinner. I wonder what they're going to have. I'm still trying to figure out what the hell Obama was eating while our ambassador was being raped with a cattle prod. The place is on fire. And got Glenn Doherty and Tyrone Woods and Sean Smith. They're getting blown up with mortar fire and God only knows what the hell. And our president is feasting. Well, they're going to be feasting tonight. What time is it now? It's now 8:18 in the p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time. So I'm pretty sure they're, you know, they probably already stuffed their fat faces. God only knows what they're talking about right now. But no Republicans are allowed. You can't, you know, no. Got a Harry Reid. Oh, he's there because, you know, Harry Reid. And of course, Nancy Pelosi, she's got to show up. And all the leaders of the Asian, Black, and Hispanic caucuses. Now, why do we have Asian, Black, and Hispanic caucuses in our Congress? Why do we have that? I've never understood that. We don't have a white caucus. What would happen if we did? Would that be racist if we had a white caucus? Why do we have these caucuses? I've never been able to figure that out. We're America. We're inclusive. I'm sorry. But if we're going to act equal, I mean, if we're going to be equal, we need to act equal. So we don't have these Asian, Black, and Hispanic caucuses. We don't have those. We, you know, we're here. Government is for everybody, not certain colors. Okay? And why are they coming? Oh, because I guess white people don't immigrate. Well, my family did in early 1900s, they immigrated. They were white. A lot of white people immigrated. But no Republicans. Absolutely not one Republican is invited to that dinner tonight. So he can lay out his plans and tell them of what he's doing. When he should be talking to, well, not only to the American people, but Congress. This together. Let's get it done. Let's put it together. But is he doing that? No. Only his select few. You know, the top dogs. The top libs. And of course, Harry Reid, he'll play ball. And Nancy, she's salivating at the mouth, man, every time they even mention the word Obama. She slobbers all over this guy. It's pathetic. It's disgusting. It makes me sick. The woman is just as, I mean, I don't know. Senile, you can call it, whatever you want to call it. I call her just plain stupid. So God only knows what the hell they're talking about. But the president still doesn't understand, and the media is still letting them basically get away with it. I know there's some people bitching and complaining, but still. And our Congress, we're still letting them get away with it. I know the Republicans say they're going to do this and going to do that, but are they going to do anything? No. Are they really going to do anything? No. Oh, they'll come out and say they're going to do it. But they'll find a way to blame the Democrats for them not getting it done. Which, okay, you could give a little blame, but you could give a lot of blame to the Republicans for, well, not standing their ground. And now I know there's a little bit of talk about the government shutting down again. Well, good. If you're going to shut it down this time, well, then shut it down and keep it down until you get what you want. But I don't trust John Boehner and Mitch McConnell of getting what the American people want. I only trust them of getting what they want. So, there's that. Well, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, he said today that the Congress should use the power of the purse to prevent the president from taking executive action on immigration. Well, yeah, but will they? No. They should take impeachment hearings. That's what they should take. That's what needs to happen. Look, when you desert your post, when your embassy is being attacked, it's on fire, your ambassador's gone missing, people are dying, it's an attack. Okay, the embassy is, you know, that's supposed to be American soil. Supposed to be treated that way. Okay, you attack American soil. Well, we got to attack you back. We got to defend it. Why wasn't there any defenses up in one of the most dangerous zones on planet Earth? I don't know. Was it deliberate? Well, it kind of seems that way based on the evidence. Why would anybody remove all of their security in one of the most dangerous zones in the world? And bring your ambassador there. And he's calling up and saying, hey, wait a minute. Things are getting ugly. We need security. We need help. And what happened? Huh? What did they do with them calls? Well, they put them in the same drawer with those veterans who need a doctor. Special drawer. Anything you don't want to deal with, you just put in that special drawer. And that way you don't have to deal with that stuff. Hey. Out of sight, out of mind. I don't have to screw with it anymore. Oh, look at this. Look at our numbers. Oh, yeah, all the veterans. They got doctors. Yeah, yeah. All of them. Yeah. Gee, I get that bonus? Gee, thanks. Well, Mr. Pence did not rule out, however, that a government shutdown, which evidently one Republican leader, I didn't watch the stupid Sunday morning shows. They're getting harder and harder to watch. Meet the Press is very painful anymore. David Gregory never liked. Chuck Todd, whatever. The show's a little painful. Chris Wallace is always painful. That man is irritating. And now they got, I don't know, Stephanopoulos is supposed to be a little snuffle up, I guess, but they have that other chick on there. She irritates me. I can't remember her stupid name. But these Sunday morning shows, I don't know. I'm just too cynical and old and grumpy and pissed off at the world and everybody in it. But I don't see any quality anything anymore. I just don't see it. I don't see American pride. I don't see that, you know, the proud to be an American. Well, I mean, there are some people, but I don't see it overall is what I'm saying. I don't see enough of it. Maybe I'm just being greedy, and I want to see more of it. We don't make anything. I mean, hell, your Fords and Chevys and Dodges, they're all practically made in Japan. I mean, we don't do anything anymore. Why? Are we really that lazy? No, I don't think we're lazy. I think we do have lazy minds, so we don't have to think, and we don't have to do something, so we can put it out of our mind, like what they do with the veterans. Put it in that drawer. It's out of mind. But we got to get back to being, you know, I want to be back to being that superpower again. And I'm sorry, but that's what it's going to take in order to survive. I mean, America was the last free, you know, I mean, the model of freedom. Now, I don't know what the hell the model is. It certainly isn't the model of freedom. We have definitely lost our way. But I want to get back to where we were. We were the model of freedom. We were the big superpower. People were afraid of us. But they also respected us. And they loved us. Okay, fine, there's always going to be somebody who wants to harm you. But overall, let's see. Russians, do they fear us like they used to and respect us? No. No. Chinese? No. They are taking advantage of us. They are basically, well, taking us over financially, economically. And now they're getting ready to take over the internet. Obama went over there to give them the keys. Here you are. So you think you're going to be able to get on these sites when you want to? No. Think it's going to be cheaper? No. It's going to be real expensive. You won't be able to go on the internet anymore and enjoy going on websites and looking up information. They don't want that. You give out information, what happens? Well, they can't get away with crime. A part of the reason for the First Amendment. Freedom of speech and freedom of the press. Which was one of the reasons why we fought the war with the British. There were lots of reasons. It wasn't just one. Well, I hate to say it, but I mean, this country, I mean, unless we turn around right now, something's going to happen. People are going to explode. They're about ready to explode in Ferguson. I mean, what a friggin' mess. Aye, aye, aye. I mean, look, is there police brutality? Are there cases of, yeah. This one, I'm not convinced yet. I'm not really convinced that this is the kind of case that needs, well, first of all, that would spark riots and loots and protests and uproars and I'm not convinced this is the case. But see, when you've got your, you know, your Reverend Al charlatans and your Jesse Jacksons and all these people that want to get their, well, they want to get their, you know, their little fame in there, their 15 minutes. They want to be the civil rights leader. Everybody wants to be Martin Luther King. Well, that's not what it's about. Well, to me, that's not what it's supposed to be about. But when there is real brutality, real crimes, where is Al Sharpton? Where is he? Oh, yeah, he's working with MSNBC. He's got his little television program. Why do they have him on there? I don't know if you've ever seen the show, but my goodness gracious, it's embarrassing. He should be embarrassed. He should take himself off the air. It's embarrassing. But nobody watches that stupid crap anyway. But yet, there they are. But there are people that do actually watch it. There are people like that that do actually believe this crap. More than you might think. Well, amnesty is here, whether we want it or not. It's here. And when it's passed, no matter how many Republicans bitch, piss, and moan, it's illegal, it's unconstitutional, it's this, it's that, blah, 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 blah. It will never be undone. Once Obama pulls out his little magic pen, and he signs this amnesty, which God only knows what it will be. He's so transparent, he won't let anybody know about it. I guess Valerie Goebbels isn't finished with it yet. I don't know. But it will never be undone. They will never undo it. And how are you going to undo it anyway? Do you think it's only going to be 4 million? 5 million? Please. Please. Come on. And now we're going to have another influx of people coming over. They know it's about ready to be signed. So you know right now, I mean, that border is being swamped. People coming in from everywhere. Their amnesty, and all you have to do is show that you got roots in the United States. Gee, that's not going to be hard to cheat. It's a mess. It's going to be a mess. This man is a mess. His entire administration is a mess. And now he's going to have a dinner tonight. Telling his little obots, his little commanders, of what he's going to do. He won't tell the American people what he's going to do until he does it. He won't talk to Congress. He won't get it done legitimately. Because he knows the Republicans are going to resist it. So there's only one way to get it done. Well, just pull out my little magic pen and do it that way. Well, not how our government is, constructed. Maybe you being a constitutional scholar and, you know, head of the president of the Harvard Law Review, which is what, a stupid newspaper that you probably never showed up? And what did you do? Did you write any newspaper articles? I doubt it. And if you did, my God, they were pathetic. A law professor. You weren't a law professor. A guest speaker that rarely showed up is not a law professor. And what did you talk about? You had one day in court, and the judge, just ripped you up. Acorn told you immediately following that, as soon as court was dismissed, they told you immediately, your job as a lawyer is over. You need to go to the unemployment office and see if they got any community organizer positions open. He never spent another day in the courtroom. His wife, Michael, she lost her law license. Unlike Hillary, who should have, but her husband was governor, so, you know, he had a lot of pull. And these people are running our country. I mean, we got two hack lawyers living in the White House. Well, he's going to make his big statement on immigration tomorrow night. Oh, God, I'm waiting with bated breath. Oh, I can't wait. I've got to watch. I probably will. I'm going to puke. Followed by a rally. He's going to have a rally now in Las Vegas at a high school. Wow, with Senator Harry Reid. Why would you have a rally in Vegas at a high school for right immediately after you, completely disregard the United States Constitution and just haphazardly make up your own law like kings do? Why would you have a rally, first of all? I don't know. But at a high school in Vegas. Why is he flying around in Vegas all over the place? The taxpayers have to pay for that. Why is he going to Vegas? Didn't he tell us we weren't allowed to go to Vegas? Didn't he say don't go to Vegas? I remember that. Remember? I guess, you know, you can go back to Vegas now. Well, the minority whip, which, you know, these whips. See, this is, I know you need votes, but I mean, I just don't like the way that we gather votes. We don't gather votes for the actual legislation. We gather votes for people to get reelected. And that's what bugs me, the process. The vote should be about the piece of legislation, and that's it. Not to help out a friend so they can get reelected, so they can reelect you. Well, John Cornyn of Texas, I do like this Cornyn guy. But I hate to say that anymore. I hate to say that I like any of these politicians, because every time I do, they shove a shiv in my back. Well, he said that the president's unilateral action, which is unconstitutional and illegal, will deeply harm our prospects for illegal immigration reform. Well, what reform? What have we got to reform? We've got the laws, and they keep saying it's broken. How is it broken? Well, let me tell you how it's broken. It's not being followed. That's how it's broken. Why do we need to have debate? Why do we need to have Obama having these dinners at the White House, costing the taxpayers God only knows? I still want to know what they're having. I wonder if Michelle is going to make them eat something, vegetarian. Are they going to have meat? Wonder if they'll have lamb, like little baby sheeps. Obama probably likes goat, being a Muslim and all. Don't think they're going to have bacon, though. Maybe a big ham? Wonder what they're going to have. Well, the White House made an official announcement of Obama's planned action on a video in Facebook. He has to go on Facebook, this guy. Well, I don't know if you've seen it. I got the audio of the video. We're going to play it here. It's pathetic. It's really bad. It's not good. It is poorly constructed, poorly done. He's mumbling, stumbling all over himself. First of all, he's sitting on his desk. Well, it's not his desk. It's the people's desk, but whatever. It's completely, there's nothing on it, but it looks like a teacup. I don't think he's man enough to drink coffee. He probably drinks tea. And then he's got two pieces of paper on it. There's no work on it. You know, there's no, you know, work on the desk. There's nothing on it. He's got a phone and a teacup with a saucer and two pieces of paper. I assume the two pieces of paper were the script that he was trying to learn like 5 minutes before they put this together. It's bad. It's not done very well. Well, he announces to the world this this Facebook post that he is going to grace planet Earth with his great announcement. He's going to whip out his magic pen and just start signing this most glorious piece of legislation that mankind has ever created. And he does it on Facebook. Well, they got a picture of him sitting on the desk. And it says, it's time to fix our broken immigration system. Tomorrow night, President Obama will address the nation on new What? Oh, they didn't put a comma there. That's it. New common sense steps. Common sense steps. Now I'm really losing my voice. It's gone. Great. Address the nation on new common sense steps. Common sense, Mr. Obama. There's no common sense. Tune in tomorrow night at 8 p.m., he said. All right, I'm going to try to see if I can get my voice back. In the meantime, we're going to play this cockamamie thing. This is on Facebook. This is our president trying to sell his illegal activity. And just listen to it, and you tell me, are you sold? Would you go along with this guy? This is his sales pitch. This is what he's asking you to do. Go along with me. Now, are you going to go along with this? You tell me.
Hi, everybody. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be announcing here from the White House some steps that I can take to start fixing our broken immigration system. And then on Friday, I'm going to be traveling to Del Sol High School in Las Vegas, where 2 years ago, I laid out the principles for comprehensive immigration reform. Everybody agrees that our immigration system is broken. Unfortunately, Washington has allowed the problem to fester for too long. And so what I'm going to be laying out is the things that I can do with my lawful authority as president to make the system work better, even as I continue to work with Congress and encourage them to get a bipartisan, comprehensive bill that can solve the entire problem. So tune in tomorrow night at 8 o'clock here from the White House, where I'm going to be making this announcement. And then Del Sol High School, I will see you on Friday. Thanks, everybody.
Ah, shut up. Well, I don't know. I've been drinking this grog here. I don't know if I'm going to get my voice back or not, but it doesn't sound like it. I'm going to try to at least go, at least finish the hour. I don't think I'm going to do it. But I'm going to try. But, I mean, you have got to be kidding me, first of all. I mean, Facebook, this is not the, what a president does. I mean, the guy just doesn't understand. I don't see presidential material out of him. I don't see a professionalism out of this president. I see somebody that, you know, who thought it would be cool to be president and rule the world and make up laws as he goes along. And here he is. And he's realized, wait a minute, there's, you know, consequences and reality out there. But he's got a strong enough coalition with the media and certain followers, certain people still in Congress that haven't been voted out yet. So he's allowed to get away with it. I know there's a lot of people waking up. I know. I get it. I'm with you. But we need more. We're not angry enough yet. America's not angry yet. There's a lot to be angry about. Kidnapping kids, that's something to be angry about. Overreach of government is something to be angry about. The president just making up laws as he goes along, that's something to be angry about. The president deserting his post when our ambassador is being raped with a cattle prod. The place is being set on fire. People are being blown up with mortar. And this guy's upstairs eating. Never once making it to the situation room. 2.5 hours later, Valerie Goebbels finally makes it down. Of course, her and the dude get together and they come up with a YouTube scheme to blame the entire attack on a video that nobody saw and nobody cared. It was a spoof. And these people, these idiots, well, the quality was this, and the quality schmality. It's a spoof, you idiot. You don't need quality. Actually, in a spoof, the less quality you have, the better. That's the point. But, I mean, you know, whatever. It was a spoof. It was moderately entertaining. But it was a spoof. It wasn't, I mean, whatever. I mean, you're not just, I mean, it, whatever. I don't care. It was a long time ago. Yeah, everything's a long time ago when you don't want to talk about it. Look, I don't care. I don't give a damn. I'm so sick and tired of everybody anymore. You can only say what they want you to say. Nobody has the right to say whatever the hell they want to say. And if you do, well, you know, somebody's going to disagree with it. If they do, well, then, you know, now they got to, you know, defriend you. They got to do this to you. You know, they've got to find a way that you got to be fired. And I hate talking this way, but I mean, you know, I'm going to exercise my freedom of speech. And my freedom of speech is this, Mr. President. After what the crimes that you have committed just in Benghazi, not to mention Fast and Furious and IRS and the stimulus package and Obamacare, what you did just in Benghazi alone, our ground, sir, to not only have you impeached but thrown in jail. I hate going down this road because it does set a bad precedence, because every time somebody comes into office that you don't like, well, you got to impeach them and throw them in jail and blah, 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 blah. However, this president has committed crimes here. These are not your, you know, your average blue-stained dress scandals here. These are real crimes. Look what they did to Nixon just for stealing a couple of pieces of paper, and he had nothing to do with it. All they did was stick up for his boys. And what president, what person doesn't have an enemies list? So I don't want to hear it. And then he's coming out here and he's trying to get people to just to go along with whatever he wants to do. You think he's going to, you know, get the young people on his side? I mean, this guy is stretching here. He's going to a high school. He's on Facebook. Oh, gee. Are you going to show up at the Britney Spears concert, too? I mean, what the hell? I mean, this man is an embarrassment. An absolute sheer embarrassment. Well, John Carl, which I love John Carl anymore. I'm sure he's a liberal. He works for ABC, but he does ask questions as a reporter. I got to respect. I got to give him credit. And he's not afraid to ask the questions, and he's not afraid. Not afraid at all. Not afraid to hound him. I mean, he goes out there and he does his job, man. I like seeing that. Well, he's hounding John Ernest yesterday. On the president's own words on immigration. Because we all know when, you know, with the president, you know, he, you know, George Bush did all these things. And so what happens? Obama comes into office. He gets elected on saying all these bad things about George Bush. He comes into office and gets elected. And he doubles, triples, and quadruples down on everything that George Bush did. But it's okay when he does it. But when George Bush did it, oh, that's treason. But when he does it, oh, it's fine. Well, did George Bush ever desert his post when we were attacked? Oh, that's right. He, you know, he's in the classroom. He waited a couple of seconds. Did he go upstairs to eat, though, when we were attacked? Is that what he did? No, they started to go to work right away. He didn't go eat and then get on the phone for 2 hours and just get updates. Have you ever known any president? Knowing full well, how about Roosevelt, when we were attacked in Pearl Harbor. Did he go upstairs and eat, or he'd do something about it? Oh, well, we'll worry about that later. Nobody, no president does. No president has. Except for this one. And he got reelected for it. Well, this is John Carl. This was yesterday. And you know it's going to be big news tomorrow. Whatever Obama's got tomorrow, God only knows. Whatever he's got in store tomorrow with his little amnesty and why Congress can't do something about it, which they can, but well, they know they won't. He's doing it now because he can't do it in the next Congress because the next Congress might accidentally do something and stop it. But now, he's got John Boehner, which is just as good as a Democrat. And he's got Harry Reid in the Senate. He's going to get whatever he wants. And why is it so important for him to get this? I don't know. He's not running for re-election again. So why is he doing it? Is he being forced to? Is he being threatened in some way? Why? Somebody else pulling the strings? Is this Valerie Goebbels? Is she really the president? Why is it so necessary for us to do this right now? With all the problems facing this world, all the problems facing this country, this is what we need to concentrate on? We should be concentrating on immigration, yeah. We should be concentrating on, well, stopping it. We don't care if you come over here, but you know, we need to check you out first. There's too many people that want to kill us. Yes, it would be nice. It would be wonderful to not have any borders and everybody could just walk around and live wherever they want to and everything was great. But we're not there yet. Planet Earth is not there yet. So no matter how many pieces of legislation you come up with, no matter what you say, what you do, what you write, what you sing about, blah, 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 blah. Look, we got problems. We need to get them fixed. But when you have people in charge who are supposed to fix the problem, end up making the problem even worse, and we keep allowing this to happen. Now, I don't know what we can actually do here in the next 24 hours for this guy to sign his little immigration. I guess you can have a protest at the White House or wherever he's going to sign it, but is that going to do any good? No. No. It won't do a damn thing. Now, we do have a Republican Congress coming in 2015. Can they do something then? Can they stop it? Well, I'm sure that if they really, really, really wanted to, the problem is, will they? I don't have faith in John Boehner and Mitch McConnell. But anyway, meanwhile, getting back to what I tried to start off on, and God only knows where we ended up. Well, we're back on track here now. This is John Carl pressing Josh Earnest yesterday. And just listen to the response. I know it's a couple of minutes, but I mean, listen to the response that you get from Josh Earnest. And listen to John Carl actually doing his job, which we need more of them. But listen to him. Just go ahead and listen to this. We'll be right back.
Coming back to the immigration executive order coming, does the president still stand by what he said last year when he said, quote, I am not the emperor of the United States. My job is to execute laws that are passed. Is that still operative?
Absolutely.
Not a king either.
That's right.
Because he was asked very specifically about the idea of expanding the deferred action executive order for the Dreamers to their parents. And he said September 17th of last year, Telemundo, very clearly, if we start broadening that, then essentially I would be ignoring the law in a way that would make it very difficult to defend legally, so that is not an option. Is that still operative when the president said specifically that expanding the DACA executive order is not an option because it would be ignoring the law? Does he still believe that?
Well, John, I don't want to get ahead of any sort of announcements that the president may make before the end of the year about executive actions that he may take to fix our broken immigration system. Since this interview aired, the president did direct the Attorney General and the Secretary of Homeland Security to conduct a review of the law to determine what, if any, authority he could use to try to fix some of the problems that House Republicans have refused to address. So this is something that has been under consideration for
some time
by the Attorney General of the United States and by the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Just to be clear, so you're saying that this is no longer operative because we've had a review. So when the president said that expanding DACA to apply to the parents of the Dreamers, for instance, would be broadening and essentially ignoring the law in a way that would be difficult to defend legally, that it's not an option, that statement is no longer operative.
Well, what I'm saying is we'll have an opportunity to evaluate the actions that the president has chosen to take after he's announced.
But I'm not asking about the options. I'm just saying, does the president still stand by what he said in that interview in September of last year?
Well, John, there are some things that have changed with this.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. Obviously, there have some things that have changed, right? We have been in a situation where the president has ordered a broader, in-depth review of the existing law to determine what sort of executive authority does rest with the presidency to determine what kinds of steps he could take on his own. The other
No. That is a president giving it to Homeland Security and the DOJ and just saying, yeah, find a loophole in there where I can do whatever the hell I want and then go along with me. That's what they're doing. I know it's a little long, but I mean, I just like listening to, you know, a reporter, especially from somebody like ABC. You know, you don't dare do that. No. Well, good for these reporters. They're not really having it with, they don't really particularly care for this administration, especially since they're supposed to be transparent. Well, the media's found out they're not. Well, just like with this Gruber guy. Look, he's going out there telling the truth, which what everybody on the right was telling you before you voted for it, and nobody heard us. But yet this guy comes on and gets caught on a tape saying the same thing what we were saying when he was saying it. And now everybody's hearing it loud and clear. Well, where were you beforehand? Where were you in 2007 even? We knew this crap was going to happen. This has been in the works for a long time. This has been in the works in America for a long time. We've known about it. Well, they just wanted to get it through, so they just slapped it together. Well, he's telling the truth. Yeah, it's a scam. It's just, you know. And Obama, I never heard of this guy. Yeah, I don't know. You know, he didn't have anything to do with anything. But yet they're out there quoting this guy. And, oh, he's such a great and wonderful guy. He's had interviews on TV and this and that and blah, 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 blah. Even though you've got all the evidence that this is a scam, it's still not going to go away. They're still not going to get rid of it. We do not have a strong enough Republican Party to get rid of something that you know is not going to work. Once this is complete and everybody's in it, it's going to be a mess. It's not going to be something to be proud of, Mr. Obama. Not for nothing, but you're, you know, it's not going to be one of your, you know, your brightest moments. But I'm sure you'll write a book about it. Make a few million. All right. These demonstrations here in Ferguson now. Okay, this is getting out of hand here. I'm losing my voice. I'm going to try to do the best I can here, but every damn fall, man, in New York, every fall, I don't know what it is, but it kills me. I can't wait till it starts getting really super cold. Speaking of getting cold, what the hell's going on in Buffalo? And around the Great Lakes, man. I mean, God almighty. Well, Buffalo got hit pretty hard. Like 5 feet of snow in one night. Global warming. Well, that's what happens. Well, these demonstrations they got now, I mean, they put on online, they of all these places to target, they put out bounties. Let me read this one here. Where's a bounty? Swear to God. Where is it? Here it is. We are paying $5,000 cash for location of Officer Darren Wilson. Real money, no joke. No crime. We just want to get his photo and ask him a few questions. You want his photo? And ask him a few questions. What are you going to do with the photo? And what are your questions? Now, here's another tweet. This is from RBG Black Rebels. I guess that's a rebel group they got there in Ferguson. A militant resistance is what they call. To corrupt police state. Well, yeah, there is a bit of a police state. Okay. I would agree with it. And they're getting away with it. There's not going to be any police. It's just going to be one police force. And it's all going to be part of the government. You're going to have a military and a police force, and that's it. All by the government. So, yeah, are they a little out of hand? Yeah. Do we need a police force? Yeah. However, this particular case here is the wrong case to be rioting, to be looting, to be demonstrating, to be asking for bounties on the heads of officers. This is not that case. There are some, yeah. This one's not it. But see, Al Charlton, he's not going to go to those real ones. He wants the fake ones where he can make money off of them. Because his finances, I guess, now, they're, whoa. I guess he's got some financial difficulties. Wonder what he spends all of his money on. I mean, he's got all these people donating all this money, and he's, you know, got his church because he's a reverend. Well, he's paying for his daughter or granddaughter's school or whatever. So, what is he spending his money on? He's not paying his taxes. We know that, but see, he can get away with it. And if you say anything to him, and you prosecute him, well, that's racist because he's black. But if he's white and doesn't pay his taxes, well, it depends. If he's a Democrat, then we make him the Treasury Secretary. But if he's a Republican, well, then we make him a convict. See, that's how, those are the rules. That's how things are played. Well, this Wilson, he's in hiding. God only knows where he is. He's going to have to be in hiding for a long time. You realize that? I mean, what's going to happen here? Well, first of all, what's going to happen when this grand jury is supposed to give out their, I think, in a couple of days, like Thursday or Friday. Friday or whatever. And then they're going to hold off on to it a couple of days before they announce it, because they're going to beef up security. Well, I think the announcement's already there, but they're not, I think the decision's already been made. And it's probably they're not going to indict. And as soon as they're not going to indict, I mean, they've got protests all over the country. They're trying to get people in New York and Chicago and Seattle. I mean, you name it. Well, when they do announce the decision, wherever you are in a big city, I mean, look out. There's going to be trouble. And for what? Look, I don't mind when there is real reason to be outraged. I expect it, but we don't get it. We can go out and kidnap children, use them as lab rats, use them to make money off the state and federal funds, which are the taxpayers' money. And then rob the parents and make them pay for foster care. So they can make money off him. That's okay. But, I mean, if the guy, he goes and steals a box of cigars, chokes the guy, the store clerk, runs out, God only knows what he was saying with the cop, reaches in, tries to grab the cop's gun, the cop shoots, evidently he gets shot in the hand, this Michael Brown, and then they have something outside the car. And evidently this guy went running after the cop, and the cop had no choice but shot him. Okay, that's not grounds for, you know, real police brutality. And we've seen real police brutality where they've shot people that they shouldn't have. We've seen that on the videos. We've seen those. But we don't say anything. But you know there's going to be riots. God almighty. Does this country really need this right now? I'm going to go ahead and say, no, we don't. But they're going to be big, and they're going to be all over the country. And they shouldn't be. Maybe America might wake up and say, you know what, this is stupid. Let's not do this. Or maybe they're all going to wake up and everybody's going to do it. I don't know. But something ugly is going to be happening down there in Ferguson. What's going to become of it? I don't know. It's going to be, I know they want to have peaceful protests. Well, it's not been peaceful. And don't give me this mostly peaceful. What the hell does that mean? Mostly peaceful. Either it is or it isn't. It's not mostly anything. It's either peaceful or it's not. Mostly peaceful means that they can get away with, you know, causing a ruckus, but still having a group of people over here that are peaceful. You got one little girl over there on a guitar singing Kumbaya, and that's your mostly peaceful. Shut up. Countdown to the St. Louis Purge has begun. This is another tweet from the Black Rebels. Gun stores emptying out. People are stockpiling water, food, and gas. Police mobilizing for war. What does it say? We out here in these St. Louis streets? Right now, where are you at? Well, soft targets, blah, blah, blah. I'm hearing tomorrow is the day. Whether you're solo or in a group, get organized. Plans to be ready for whatever may happen. So they're getting ready. Now, when the announcement comes, I think they're going to try to announce it on Sunday. Do you really think it's going to matter what the hell day it is? It's not going to matter what day. If you do it on Friday night, you do it on a Tuesday. These people are wanting to riot. And they're probably going to riot. I mean, they would probably riot if there was an indictment, because then they wouldn't have an excuse to riot. But they want a riot, and they're going to get one. And Al Sharpton? You may come out and say you're not promoting violence, but by you saying you're not promoting violence, you're promoting violence. You're an idiot. You're not helping the family. You're actually getting the family all worked up. You're not doing them any good. You're doing them harm. How does anybody take guys seriously? I don't know. Well, this is what he's trying to do now. He needs a lot of money, so he needs a lot of, you know, promotion. He needs some donations coming in. He's got millions of dollars of unpaid taxes, but he's a good Democrat and he's black, so he can get away with it. But he's still a tax cheat. All Democrats are. Have you noticed that? I mean, none of them pay taxes, but that's all they want. They want to increase taxes. Of course they want to increase taxes, because none of the Democrats are paying tax. So they need, well, more money. But the more Democrats you have, well, the less revenue you have. Picture of a guy holding some boxes of ammo. Pray for the best, but prepare for the worst. 7.62 Cal will solve a lot of problems.
Yeah.
They can also create a lot of problems, too. God, I hope it doesn't turn, you know, really violent with a lot of people shooting people. God, I hope it doesn't do that. Unfortunately, I think there's going to be a lot of fires. I think there's going to be a lot of people injured, a lot of people dead, a lot of people shot. I think it's going to be nasty and ugly and miserable. And there's no reason to go through it. I'm just hoping that I'm wrong. Glad I don't live there. However, with the plans that they're trying to do all over the country, it may not matter where you are. New York City, I mean, they want something big. And I know you've got Al Sharpton. He's going to be out there in New York City. Al Charlton. I don't know, some DOJ office or some kind of office, wherever the hell he's at. Well, but we're going to be peaceful. Everybody's peaceful. Everybody's peaceful. But everybody's at war. Unbelievable. Well, here's something good. A little karma. I'm sure you probably heard of this. The F the Police rally that they had. I mean, that's classy. I mean, look, you got a problem with the police? Okay, there's nothing wrong with having a problem with the police. But when you have F the Police rallies, you're not really helping your cause. That's all I'm saying. So this Elizabeth Vega, she's in St. Louis, Missouri. She's a poet and an activist. Well, I bet this woman's poetry is, oh my God. Can only imagine. And an activist. Which means what? An activist. Which means nothing. Well, she's also one of these Ferguson protest leaders. Everybody's a protest leader. Well, she was one of two people who conceived the idea for a flash mob protest. Flash mobs, they like those nowadays. That took place in October at the St. Louis Symphony. Well, looting and criminality have become unfortunate companions to what started as protests over the death of Mr. Michael Brown. Well, this flash mob, these protests, they say that they're out to be peace, but they're not there for peace. Hey, they need a new TV. They need some new sneakers. Why not, hey, you know, blame police brutality? We'll go loot. We'll get some new sneakers. We'll get that TV. We'll get all kinds of stuff. Get a camera. We'll get anything we want. Beer, food. Well, evidently this Elizabeth Vega, she was at the F the Police rally. And she comes back and her car is gone. She got her car stolen. So she gets on Twitter. Everybody's got to get on Twitter now. As soon as anything happens, see, you got to get on Twitter and announce to the world. She writes, so while debriefing, after the action, my car got stolen. Never knew a Saturn with 250,000 miles would be high risk for theft. Well, it's a car. It's high risk for theft. It's a car. She writes back, writes another one. My car got stolen today. It is a 1998 green Saturn with two University of Minnesota or University. What does the M stand here? I don't know. Oh, Missouri. Duh. University of Missouri St. Louis stickers. The UMSL stickers. Tweet me if you see it. Oh, okay. I'll be sure to tweet you. Well, this person is brain jackass. Well, he's a funny guy. So he writes back to her, please stop ignoring the legitimate question. Did you call the police to file a report? Hashtag Ferguson, hashtag karma, hashtag ha ha ha, hashtag irony. Which I think is kind of funny. I mean, here she's at a, you know, F the police rally, and she gets her car. Well, evidently she did call the cops, but it took her a day to report it. Well, you know, karma does have a funny way of attacking you back. However, there's a lot of people that deserve a little bit of karma. I just wonder what happens with karma sometimes. Sometimes karma just seems to be like sitting in the wings there, smoking a joint, eating a bag of Cheetos, watching the Kim Kardashian show. But at least, you know, at least one of these bastards, something happened to him. So, well, I'm glad I finally made it at least past an hour. My voice is killing me. I can barely talk. I can't hear myself. I've got some more stuff here. I've got a story here tomorrow. I'm going to try to get into it tomorrow. I hate when I can't speak. It drives me nuts. I got to talk. I'm a talker. But when I try to talk and I can't talk, it's very frustrating. Well, I got a story tomorrow. We're going to get to it. About a bunch of feminists, whatever the hell a feminist is. I still haven't figured out what that's supposed to be. You're a woman, which makes you feminine. And why they have women's studies in college? Well, I mean, you're a woman. Why do you need to study how to be a woman? Doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it. I don't get it. Why do you need to go to college how to be feminine? I don't get it. Whatever. Well, in Rome, these feminists, topless, wearing just a skirt and heels, and they're sticking crucifixes up their butt, right there in the Vatican, right there in the St. Peter's Square. I mean, because they were mad at God. So you're going to stick a crucifix up your butt. Three of them. And blaming the Pope, saying the Pope isn't a politician, the Pope is this, and they're mad at God. Well, look, if you're mad at God, well, I mean, sticking a cross up your butt in St. Peter's Square in front of all the tourists and people, don't really know what the hell that's supposed to accomplish. I mean, do you think really you got one over on God? I mean, do you think he's going to change his ways now because you stuck a crucifix up your butt? I mean, I really don't get surprised at human beings, but I mean, I'm amazed at not only what human beings do, but why are they doing it? I mean, it just seems to me that if I'm going to be mad at God for whatever reason, I wouldn't go to St. Peter's Square and stick a crucifix up my butt. And they're saying something about stay in there, meaning they're trying to tell the Pope to keep his religion to himself. But he's a Pope. He can't keep the religion to himself. I guess that was their message. But why don't you keep your crucifix up your butt demonstrations to yourself? I mean, look, hey, you want to stick a crucifix up your butt? I don't mind. As long as I don't have to see it. Do it at home. You need an audience? Well, invite your friends. Maybe they may like to watch you stick a crucifix up your butt, but I don't. Especially since these women were kind of fat and a little ugly. They probably haven't bathed. They smelled. They're stupid. And what the hell is their point? I don't know. Look, you don't like God, then don't believe in it. Don't practice it. God, but you don't like a particular religion? Okay, well then don't practice it. You don't like something that somebody else does? Fine. You can hate it. But you can't take it away from them. Because somebody's out there trying to take something away from you that you don't want taken away. That's why freedom is important. Not only is it, you know, people, they love all this freedom. As long as they like it. But if they don't like it, well, they can't have it. To a Democrat, as long as they're talking, that's freedom of speech. But if anybody else talks, that's hate speech. Well, no, it's not. I don't believe in hate speech. Never have, never will. It's freedom of speech. Again, you can hate it, but it's still speech. So that's about it. My voice is gone. It's shot. It sucks. I know I got at least another half hour of material here, but my voice is gone. There's nothing I can do about it. I know Iggy showed up for a little while. Thanks, Iggy. Make sure that you check out the Radio Jihad Network. Monday through Friday. They got Monday through Monday. They got something every night. Radio Jihad Network on Blog Talk Radio. And make sure you tune in Monday night, 6 p.m. You listen to Vito Esposito. You listen to him at 6 p.m. And then you listen to me at 8 p.m. It's 4 hours. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with that 4 hours anyway? Huh? Watch more reruns of Kim Kardashian? Come on, you're killing me. Come on. A double dose of fun. Vito Esposito and then me. Monday nights. But check out the other show. They got a lot of stuff on 6 p.m. They got different ones at different times. But they cover real stuff. Those are real Americans who actually know what the hell they're talking about. They got great guests on there. If you need to know anything about jihad and Muslims and what's going on in the world, what's happening with ISIS, what's happening with these people, what's happening with the Jews getting slaughtered as they're praying in Jerusalem. I mean, it's never ending. Well, I'm not an expert with that stuff. I do talk about it, but they are the experts. So those are the ones you want to check out. And here on Blog Talk Radio, we are real Americans giving our opinions. We're telling the truth. That's all this is about. Blog Talk Radio, real Americans telling the truth. And that's what it takes. So hopefully I've got a voice tomorrow, and we can do a whole show. But until then, I want to thank everybody for listening, everybody who's going to download later, everybody on their smartphones, and we will see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody. You feel that?